तस्य सञ्जनयन्हर्षं गुरुवृद्धः पितामहः सिंहनादं विनद्योच्चै शङ्खं दद्मौ प्रतापवान्. So here, with this verse, the Bhagavad Gita transitions from discussion to action. Of course, we could say that discussion is also a form of action. But in a war, action basically means starting off with the war or the activities directly signaling the commencement of war. So, the Bhagavad Gita is prominently discussion. It begins with a discussion question in 1.1. 1.2 is action, where Duryodhana goes to Drona on seeing the formidable military formation of the Pandavas. And after that, in the next verse onwards, 3rd to 10th, Duryodhana is assessing the two sides, and 11th of course also includes this assessment. And now 12th is, it is going on, but Bhishma, the Acharya described, Bhishma feels enough is enough, all this politicking. Now, who Duryodhana is thinking, oh, whose name should I mention first? Whose names have I forgotten to include? And he wants to ensure, like a diplomat, that everybody is encouraged and included in the war effort, feels included. So Bhishma thinks that all this is enough now. Let us just begin the action. Bhishma is actually a devotee, great devotee, and he wants to see how Krishna will wonderfully protect his devotees. So at a Kshatriya level, there is a natural Kshatriya thrill that comes when one has the opportunity to exhibit one's Kshatriya prowess and to deal with opponents, especially for those who are heroic. Just like sports stars feel a thrill when they have the opportunity to perform. So at that level, Bhishma is eager. But actually, Bhishma is not a Kshatriya, he is an exalted devotee. And at the level of a devotee, he is eager to get on and to see how, despite the heavy odds against the Pandavas in terms of numerical strength as well as in terms of number of warriors, number of elderly, experienced and powerful warriors being more on the side of the Kauravas than the Pandavas, how will Krishna protect his devotees and ensure their victory? This is what Bhishma is eager to see. And that actually can be an explanation for the apparent, we could say, discourtesy or impoliteness, in the sense that he does not let Drona respond to Duryodhana's statements. Now, we don't even know whether Duryodhana has actually at the 11th verse completed the whatever he wants to say. More or less, it does seem he has spoken about both parties, and he has called upon his warriors in Aineshu Sarveshu, called upon all his other warriors also to stay at their posts and protect Bhishma by fighting from their respective posts. So we could say that he has completed his speech, but then actually, Acharya Mukhasangamya Raja Vachanam Abravit. He spoke to the Acharya. He went to spoke to the Acharya. So normally, when one person is speaking to another person, a third person should not interrupt the conversation, but should let the second person give an opportunity to respond. So there is no opportunity here for Drona to respond to Duryodhana's speech, because Bhishma plays the conscience, blows his conscience. Now, actually, Drona is also able to see the games, in one sense, the diplomatic games that Duryodhana is trying to play. And both actually, Drona and Bhishma, their hearts are joined in one way, that their duty calls them to go against their heart's desire. So, their duty is that because they are connected with the Kuru government, the Kuru dynasty, they have been at an external level, that is the reason they have been maintained by the Kuru dynasty, so they have to fight on behalf of the Kuru dynasty. Of course, there are internal reasons and they are doing so, especially Bhishma is doing so because Krishna wanted him to do so. Krishna wanted him to fight on behalf of the opponents of the Pandavas so that it could be demonstrated to the world that no matter how virtuous, no matter how valorous a warrior may be, if that warrior fights against the cause of God, then that person will be lost. So Bhishma was virtuous and valorous. He was learned in scripture, he was learned in warfare and experienced it. The Mahabharata illustrated that because he was on the side against God, he would be defeated. Now, Drona also had a similar compulsion. So in one sense, Bhishma and Drona had a similar heart. And Drona also, we can infer that he would not have wanted for any prolonged diplomatic discussion to go on. He would also want the action to get on. So, in one sense, Bhishma is not disrespecting Drona in any way by suddenly blowing the conch. And he's the commander. Now, whatever discussions might be going on among different people, because when the commander calls, just like in a military thing, the army general calls attention, then whoever else might be talking, they have to stop and they have to come into the posture. So Bhishma now says that there's enough discussion, let's start the war. Now actually, this response, Duryodhana does not see it as an interruption. He actually sees it as a success in one sense. Because his whole goal was to ensure that his warriors are eager to fight. And he is able to, he feels as if he has successfully done that because Bhishma is now blowing his conch shell. And Bhishma is blowing his conch shell vigorously. So he thinks that, okay, all my skillful speech has borne fruit and Bhishma has imbued the fighting spirit. And therefore, tasya sanjanen harsham harsham. His harsha, his jubilation increased. Kuru Vriddha Pitamaha. So, Kuru Vriddha. Vriddha means elderly. Now, Bhishma was the Pitamaha. In the sense that he was actually the grandfather, he was in the grandfather's generation for the main protagonists of the Mahabharata. The main protagonists of the Pandavas were against the Kauravas, and both of them are in the same generation. Generation above them is Pandu, Dhritarashtra, Vidura. Generation above them is Vichitravirya, Chitrangada, both of whom have died. Now, their father was Shantanu, and Shantanu had another son, that was Bhishma, through his first wife Ganga. So, in that sense, Bhishma is in the generation of their grandfathers. So, they are for all practical. So, generally, whenever the word Pitamaha is used, it generally refers to Bhishma itself. Now, Vriddha, actually, the Pandavas are around 100, 120 years old, in that range by this war. Duryodhana even has his grandsons. We'll discuss more about that when we talk about Potran in the later words. So, in one sense, we could say even Duryodhana is a grandfather, so he could be called Pitama. But every discussion has a reference point. Everything is discussed from that reference point. So, the reference point is the Pandava Kaurava generation. For that generation, the Bhishma is the Pitamaha, and from that generation's point of view, they themselves are 100 and they would be considered creaking old creatures by now in today's people life. But this was in a previous age, although of course towards the end of the previous age, the Pariyuga. So people did have longer lifespans. So from their perspective, 100 was still in the prime of youth, whereas Bhishma, with his age of 200 or so, was much older. And still he was fit, fighting fit, extremely fit, and he fought fiercely in the war that took place. So the Vriddha is not in terms of any negative reference to indicate any kind of decrepitude or impotency that might have come of old age. That was just a term to express respect that he is an elderly person. And what did he do? Simhanadam vinadyochai. Simhanadam. So, nada.
often is a word associated with sound. Simha is lion. So the lion-like sound was produced. Vinadhyo uccha. Uccha. Uccha means loud. So it is a loud sound. Like the roaring of a lion. So now the conches, which they would be blown, they would signal something important. Often now, we know of conches being blown at the start of a aarti and at the end of aarti. So, the conch blowing often indicates the beginning of something important or something auspicious. And it also is meant to invoke auspiciousness. So, here, he is blowing his conch shell to begin to signal the beginning of hostilities, and naturally, as per his Kshatriya status, he not just has a powerful physique, he has a powerful chest, powerful lungs. Kshatriyas can give powerful speeches and command, and they can also with their lungs blow the conch shell powerfully. So, Shankham Dadmam Pratapavan. Dadmam Shankha, he blew. And how did he blow the Shankha? Pratapavan. Pratapavan means he's a very powerful person. So Vana is often a describer used to indicate possession. So Dhanavan refers to one who has wealth. Bhagavan refers to one who has bhaga, one who has many opulences. So Pratapavan. Pratapa means valor. Was great strength. So Pratapavan. Pratap means one who does valorous deeds. So Pratapavan means one who is the possessor of the valor to do valorous deeds. So, and actually that possession is not just abstract. It's tangible. He has done many, many valorous deeds in the past. So this verse as a strong glorification of Bhishma. There is Simmanadam and then there is Pratapavan. So both indicate valor and power. Simha, generally the Simha lion is considered the king of animals. Later on in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna will say, Mruganam Mrugendroham. Among animals, I am the king of the jungle, that is the lion, the Mruga Indra. Indra, we generally think of him reference to God, but generically refers to the leader, the king. So, Mrugendra refers to the Mruga's animals, so the king of animals. So, and the lion roars, all the other animals tremble in fear and flee. Or they may, if they are not prey for the predator lion, and if they don't flee, then they will at least be very submissive and obedient. So, Bhishma is compared to a commander who is like a lion. Simmanadam. All the troops, along with all their big generals, they all now immediately turn. And we'll see that this will bring a response from them. Following his blowing of conch, they will also blow conch. So, essentially, what this verse is stating here is that it's more or less from Duryodhana's perspective, and therefore Sanjay is narrating, but right now it is from Duryodhana's perspective. So he said, Tasya Sanjay Nayan Harsham. So that Duryodhana was speaking various things. As he was speaking, suddenly he heard the blowing of the conch shell. He looked up and he said, oh, jubilant. Bhishma is ready to fight. Tasya Sanjay Nayan Harsham. Kuruvriddha Pitama. He looked and saw his elderly grandfather. And what was he doing? Simmanadam Vinadyochai. So he was blowing the conch shell like a lion loudly, and he was Shankham Dadmam Pratapavan. He was extremely powerful, extremely formidable, extremely valorous person. So the possessor of valor and power now signals the beginning of hostilities with the blowing of the conch shell.